Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time then. And do you want to kick us off, Andy?
I do. We start with Alan Brazil on breakfast, reflecting on the US PGA.
Koepka was fantastic for three rounds and then held it together. A little bit of a wobble, but put that down to pressure, a bit of wind.
Can affect you, can't it?
Yeah, did it well to win it, really.
Not great on the backswing, is it, really? It's very quiet. This is Jim White arguing with himself again.
And just to finish with on Leeds, and I'm looking at Twitter, one or two Leeds United fans quite rightly saying, don't worry about us, we'll be back next season. And they will. That's the Leeds United spirit. Yeah. But will they?
Yeah, well, they'll be back. Or will they? We did enjoy that clip. Or did we?
Very true.
Yeah.
Here's David Seaman, Alan Brazil and Laura Woods discussing Gareth Bale's treatment at Real Madrid.
You know, it's like when Pep went into Man City and he said about Joe Hart. Mm. You know, he's... You're not my type of guy.
That brutal, isn't it?
No, yeah. It is brutal, but...
Yeah, but it's...
Oh, Laura, make no mistake, you're a slab of meat.
That's a bit on the nose, Al. Blimey. And on a similar note, here's Georgie Bingham introducing a guest on Weekend Breakfast.
Let's talk to the Moose, who was at the Valley last night. Morning, Moose!
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Goodness sake. For goodness sake. Moose.
It's Ian Holloway now.
The skill that they have, and, you know...
Could be a bit of wind,
yeah.
As Alan said about Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, very much.
More of Ollie later. Back with Big Alan, with an interesting musical fact about the Roxy Music keyboard player, Brian Eno.
Do you know what? I have got a feeling, and I may be wrong, I'll put my hands up if I'm wrong. Something tells me he could have played the sax, the solo, on Jerry Baker's Rafferty.
We all love. Who can possibly forget Jerry Baker's Rafferty?
You couldn't be more wrong. That's not the name of the song, and it wasn't him.
Also, it would be very hard. I mean, finding something to rhyme with street, but finding something to rhyme with Rafferty. No one's going to write a song called Jerry Rafferty, Baker. Are they? Especially a bloke called Jerry Baker. Right, what's next?
Fisherman's
then?
Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway wants to hear from you.
Mm.
Anyone is free to call in, and as long as you pass Karen's half-sensible test, she'll put you straight through to me alive on air this morning.
Well, ideally alive, yeah.
Can't be much of a test. Hello, caller, are you alive? Yes. Okay, you can come on.
Yeah, you're on line one. Fantastic. Now, it's back to the Moose. He's at Charlton versus Doncaster.
And at the far post, Butler, with 3 minutes to go, is heading in. Oh, I hate you, Butler, is what Taylor will be saying. That's some off-the-buses quote from years and years ago, Danny, as you know.
Off the buses, yeah. That was the follow-up when they him and Jack had left. They left.
Off the buses.
They left the buses, and it was off the buses, wasn't it? Yeah.
Great student of British comedy.
He certainly is, the Moose. Yeah, what's next, then?
It's Alan Brazil on the warm-up. Not too keen on the prospect of Mike Parry butchering an FA Cup anthem.
I'm off. Abide with me.
Yeah, we're off too. We're with you, yeah. He did the whole song, by the way. Yeah. The whole song. Alan's... I'm off.
Great timing.
It was brilliant comic timing from him there. And here's Faye Carruthers discussing the England manager.
I was in that press conference. He also mentioned the waistcoat and he was not going to go on the Gareth Southcote.
Gareth Southgate would have been a great Gareth. Name last. That would have been a brilliant headline
Gareth
last
Gareth Westgate.
Summer. Yeah, brilliant. That's not quite as good, is it?
No, not really.
What's next, Andy?
It's the first in a new series, Jim White Translates, with Leeds chairman Andrea Radrizzani.
Radrizzani.
Sorry about that.
I can say we have a chance to keep him. We see. Next few days will be decisive and we will make an announcement. We will see next few days.
You have a chance to keep him and the next few days are decisive.
Yes.
Yes, that's what he just said. This is Ali McCoist on... It's a bit like the Cast one, isn't it, with Robin Pirris? This is Ali McCoist on Breakfast previewing Drive.
Good morning and welcome back to Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast here, Friday, May the 24th.
Sam made a face. He made a face, obviously, when you called him made a face. Yeah, of course.
Here's Alan Brazil again, chatting to Mido about his difficult switch from Egypt to joining Ajax in Holland.
It was really, really difficult to go different culture, different, everything is different, and I felt really homesick. I wanted to go back. But
pommes frites with mayonnaise.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first thing, would it? You're going to move from Egypt to Holland. It's the language, it's just a whole cultural difference. Yeah. But the thing that I struggled most with was chips with mayonnaise.
Judging by me, I don't think he would have struggled with
I don't think he struggled with the chips with mayonnaise. I think he had extra mayonnaise at one by the time he got to Spurs. And staying with Big Al, he did have an issue with a guest phone line this week.
As far as Fox is concerned, he can play it.
I tell you what, Frank, I need to talk to you and you're breaking up. We need to get you on a better line, mate.
Yeah, so clearly there, he's a bit put out. I mean, he wants to continue chatting to Frank, doesn't he, Andy?
Yeah, and we're guessing he was equally as keen to continue the conversation in a similar situation later in the show with Rupert Bell.
It has to be supplement. Have you lost me?
Rupert. You're in and out.
It has to be supplemented.
Rupert, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there, you tube.
Yeah, a little bit less sympathetic than he was to Frank Warren, clearly.
Yeah.
And finally, it's just before 9 o'clock on the weekend sports breakfast, but we appear to be a presenter down. But don't worry, Ian Holloway can cover.
Hello, and here we go. Georgie's off into the toilet, and I have been told to cue to the news.
Yeah, just a touch too much information.
Too much information.
Georgie will thank you for that. So there we are. There's your clips of the week. And do I have the thank yous? Oh, they're being right. Oh, broadcast news producer rushes in with the thank yous. These are all people that suggested clips that were played on the show this week. And so they were Matt Robson-Carnu. Yeah. Cameron Park, Roger in Durham, The Sultan, Ruthless, Mysterio, Alan Jenkins, Duke Southern, Wardy, Dev, Steve Clutie, Dan Chilton, Mike Knowles, Matt Nash, Phil Griffith, Dave Clark, Daz Mapleston, John Hodgins, Paul McCann, Dorney Oliver, and Fordham Joshua.
Is that a name? On the school register.
So there we are, all clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, although neither of me are only here next week, we still want your clips coming in, so do send them in. We'll have a bumper crop the following week. TalkSport.com/H&J and text to 81089, tweet to TSH&J. Give us a day and a time when you heard the clip. We'll listen back, and if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on TalkSport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, it's TalkSport.
Well, TalkSport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the TalkSport app.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.